أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي ربي زدني علما أجمعين إن شاء الله May Allah سبحانه وتعالى increase in all of us knowledge Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brothers and sisters, we are on the final phase of learning the three-letter verb. Next three lessons are extremely important with a lot of heavy doses of Arabic terminology. But I think you are now strong enough to understand and even to appreciate and enjoy it, inshallah, brothers and sisters. We have studied this in the past, in book one, but at that time you were very new, so you may not have comprehended everything. But today, inshallah, you will comprehend everything. Brothers and sisters, every verb in Arabic language, you can trace it back to three letters. Every verb, okay? 99.9%. Previously I said 99.5, but I think you can make it 99.9. They are all three-letter verbs. You can trace it back. Take any verb, you can trace it back to three letters, which is the root. And what is the root of it? The fa'ala. Fa'ala is the root. Remember? That's the pattern. Shall I write it down? Or you know it. Fa'ala. But I think I should write it down. I will write it down, brother. You know, because somebody who is watching the video maybe will get it better, inshallah. Brothers and sisters, 0.01% is the four-letter verbs. What are they? Four-letter verbs. I mean, the root has four letters. And the most common example we can say, tarjama. Tarjama. He translated. That's four letters. And then we have Waswasa, that is four letters. Then we have Zalzala, that is four letters. And then we have Ba, Sara. These are four letters, but there are very few. Otherwise, 99.9%, may Allah forgive me if I make an error, 99.9% is three-letter verbs. That's fa'ala. And then we knew from our study that fa kalima has always a fata, lam kalima has a fata permanently, and ain kalima can have a fata, dhamma or kasra. It can have. And when they go into mudariya, also the fa kalima gets a sukoon, yaz, and then abu, lam kalima gets a dhamma. This is in the base form, in the first form. And then ayn kalima can have anything. And that is why we have six babs. Remember, that is the reason we have six babs. Because we don't know what will be the position of ayn kalima. Those who speak Arabic, I always say it is in their blood. Remember I said when the child has the first drop of milk from his or her mother, the whole Arabic language is passed on to the child, you know. For us, we have to make a special effort to learn it. They have it in their blood, but inshallah, it will go into our blood also, inshallah. So, brothers and sisters, fa'ala, okay? Fa kalima, ain kalima, lam kalima. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Now, what happens here when we try to conjugate? What happens, brothers and sisters? We know our pronouns, huwa huma hum, hiya huma hunna, anta, we know 14 pronouns. They are divided into two groups. What I'm saying now, I'm repeating because we did it, but it must have escaped your mind now. Because it's very common to have hawa mein urta jaye. Are you with me, brother? Hawa mein urta jaye, mera fail or file. Ho ji. Okay. Idhar udhar lehrae mera mudaf aur mudafilehi. Okay, brothers and sisters. We have here the red are file. Fiel must have a file. They have a special relationship, okay, in Arabic. A fiel is always with file. Okay. So, file in the verb are dhamair. What are they? Fa'il in the verbs are pronouns. Okay? It is all pronouns. See, that's why we have huwa huma hum. Where is the fa'il here? Mustatir. And where is the fa'il here in the hiya? Mustatir. Brothers and sisters, I'll put a circle here. Okay. Now, where is the file here? Aleph, you know it, huh? Where is the file here? Wow. Where is the file here? Ta. What is on them? What is on them? Sukoon. They have a sukoon on it, huh, brothers and sisters? The scholars of Arabic grammar have combined these five. Now remember, huwa and hiya, brothers and sisters, the file can be mawjood in the sentence or it can be mustatir. If it is mustatir, then it is dhamir. Otherwise, the file can be a noun, proper noun. Because zahaba muhammadun. So muhammadun is the file. Aina muhammadun, then you'll say zahaba. Now the file is dhamir, huwa. Okay, fine. Now these are called sakin dhamair. And they are sakin pronouns. Are you with me? This alif represents huma. Vau represents hum. Are you with me? They represent. And they are sakin. Sakin pronouns. Are you with me? And then we have starting from hunna. And when we were learning, I made up a story that we want to invite hunna to join verb. And she said, you have to sign an agreement. And I said, we have to send the agreement to the lawyer. And the agreement came back. And then we signed it. I made that story to make it a little more interesting. But here, brothers and sisters, today we learn why is it that the lam kalima gets a sukoon. Here, zahaba, zahaba. There is on lam kalima, there is a harakat. There is a harakat. What happens there? It gets a sukoon. Why? Why does it get a sukoon there? Because the pronoun that is a fa'il is mutaharrik, sakin, and mutaharrik means it has got a proper vowel sign on it. That is the difference. So whenever there is a fa'il in the verb, which is a damir, if it has got a harakat, then the lam kalima will have a sukoon. Are you with me? So you now today you will remember this sakin pronouns and mutharrik pronouns. This you must understand today and also memorize it. Sakin pronouns and mutharrik pronouns. Brother, how many sakin pronouns in Madi? Five. How many mutharrik pronouns in Madi? Nine. We have to remember. And whenever mutharrik pronoun will come as a fa'il, brothers and sisters, the lam kalima should get a sukoon. That's the rule, brothers and sisters. So that is why you can see, starting from hunna, it is zahab, 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 zahab. Here it is zahaba, zahaba, zahabu. Are you with me? This thing is very, very important to remember. The gist of all this is that if the file, which is a damir, if it is a sakin, okay, then the lam kalima gets a proper vowel. If the file, which is a damir, is a mutaharrik, then the lam kalima will get a sukoon. Because in the next verbs, this is what will happen. As soon as you have a mutaharrik pronoun, the verb will behave differently. Verb will behave differently. So, Dr. Abdul Rahim, for the first time, mentions in this lesson, mutaharrik pronouns. So, if you were to read on your own, you will say, what is this mutaharrik? It is very simple. Mutaharrik pronoun means that the damir which comes as a fa'il has got a proper vowel sign on it. Can you see? Zahab, na. Zahab, ta. Do you see? Ta, tuma, tum, ti, tuma, tunna, tu, na. They got proper harakats. Compared to here, zahaba, sukun, zahabu, sukun. Got the idea? Please keep that in mind. Now, we are doing today ajwaf. If there is a vowel or ya in anywhere in the verb, then we call the verb is weak. Ya or vowel, anywhere. Anywhere, whether it is fa kalima, ain kalima, lam kalima, if it is there, then it is weak. So, we studied before, fa kalima, weak. What do we call that verb? Misal, wajada. So fa kalima is weak, wajada. Now we come to the ayn kalima. When the ayn kalima is weak, what happens? Okay, here are some of the things that I will write down, brothers and sisters. Kala, and then I will say ba'a, and then I will write down nama. Okay, brothers and sisters? Kala is ka-va-la. Ba'a is ba-ya-a. And nama is navi-ma. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So, ajwaf means hollow. Fa is sound. Lam kalima is sound. First radical and third radical have sound letters, you know. And then ayn kalima can have ya or wow. But we don't see it because that wow or ya has changed into alif. Are you with me? It has changed into alif. So, kala is kawala, but how do I know? We have to go to mudhariya. When you go to mudhariya, ain kalima becomes visible. When we go to mudhariya, the ain kalima becomes visible. Okay, brothers and sisters? So, kala becomes yakulu. Kala becomes yakulu. Okay? I will write down, brother. Yakulu. Ba'a becomes ya-bi'u. And nama becomes ya-na-mu. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Okay. Now, the thing is, originally, it yakulu, kawala yakulu is bab nasara. Nasara yan suru. So it should have been yakvulu. It should have been, but it is not, because that's the way the changes come in the verb, because these are weak verbs. So yakvulu became yakulu. It's all there in the key, inshallah, you'll read it. Baya'a, now this is bab daraba. Daraba yadribu. Baya'a should have been yab yi'u. It should have been yab yi'u, but it is not. It became yabi'u. This signs, vowel signs got changed, you know. Okay? Now, maybe I should quickly erase this, brother. Then I can write down here. Originally, it was yak wulu. And this was yab ji u. See, now we are going in detail. And this is navima became yan vamu. Now yan vamu change into yanam. This is the change. These are the changes that take place, brothers and sisters. So keep that in mind. There are only three forms in ajraf. Okay, brothers and sisters. Now, what happens? You start from kaala. Start conjugating kaala. Kaala. Kala, kalu, kalat, kalata, and then? Why kulna, brother? The reason is, I give you the in-depth reason. The reason is, Sister Manas, that at kulna, the file is mutaharrik. Are you with me? What is the file at hunna? Mutaharik. So whenever mutaharik joined, further changes took place. One change was that the lam kalima gets a sukun. The other change was in this ajwaf that the fa kalima got a dhamma. When did it happen? Brother Muhammad? Mutaharik pronouns. Now you will say mutaharik pronouns. Sakin pronouns, normal. Kala, kala, kalu, kalat, kalata, mutaharik pronouns, kulna. When did the change take place? Mutaharik pronouns. I want you to memorize this, mutaharik and sakin. Okay, brothers and sisters? So, further change took place, brothers and sisters, that here is a kala. Okay, brothers and sisters? Here comes our mutaharik pronoun. Okay, brothers and sisters, there is a vowel sign here, there is a vowel sign here. Now, as soon as mutaharik pronoun came, it got a sukun. But what is on alif? Also sukun. We cannot have two sukun. This is called iltikai sakinaini. What is the meaning of iltaqa? To meeting of them. Not possible. Then if there is a meeting of two letters, two sakin, okay, and if one letter happens to be a weak letter, waw or ya, you drop it. But what happens when the both letters are sound? What happened? You can't drop it, brother. Then we got to put our surgeon's gown and we'll do a little more surgery. That will come in lesson number 29. And then how do you describe it in grammar? It's so beautiful, brother. You'll love it, inshallah. Here, we just dropped it. So what became now? Kulna. Okay. Fa kalima get dhamma when it is bab. When it is bab, nasara. Otherwise, it will get a kasra. When did it happen? When the mutaharrik pronoun came. That is the key. We never used these things before. Now we have to know that it is the mutaharrik pronoun. When mutaharrik pronoun came, the change took place even on fa kalima. And once you know kulna, where are you now, brothers and sisters? You are on 407. Then you can just, you know, put the car in the top gear, and what will you say? Kulna, kulta, kultuma, kultum, kulti, kultuma, kultuna, kultu, kulna. What are we doing? Ta tumatum, ti tumatunna, tuna. So easy, so beautiful, brother. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Fine. Now, mudari is yakulu. Yakulu, fine. Let's conjugate. Yakulu, yakulani, yakuluna, takulu, takulani. Why yakulna, brother? Mutaharik pronoun, mashallah, mashallah. Excellent, brother Abdul Mukim. Mutaharik pronoun came. See, we didn't do this way before. Now, we are now. Nahnuka, akwa. We are strong now. We can handle it now. So, brothers and sisters, yakulna. And then, anta, takulu, takulani, takuluna, takulina, takulani. Why takulna? Mudari pronoun came. Akulu, nakulu. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Now, let us think now. How many mutaharik pronouns in Mahdi? Nine. How many mutaharik pronouns in Mudariya? Those are Mabni. But they are mutaharik. See, we are now going at once. How many mutaharik pronouns in Mudariya? Two. What are they? Hunna and Antunna. That's all. You must remember it. You will not forget this. Those are the only two mutaharik pronouns in Mudariya. Okay, now I change it. How many sakin pronouns in Mahdi? Five. How many sakin pronouns in Mudariya? 12. We know our mathematics. Okay, keep that in mind. It will help us to do and understand fi'l very well. Okay, brother. Now we come to ba'a. I don't know what is inside alif. It has to be waw or ya. So we go to mudariya. And what happens? Ba'a yabi'u. I see ya there. Okay. That is the ayn kalima. So now I can say ba'a. The root is bayya'a. Qala, the root is kawala. Ba'a, the root is bayya'a. Bayya'a. And that is bab daraba. Daraba yadribu. Bayya'a yabhi'u. Change into yabhi'u. Fine, brother and sister. Start conjugating. Ba'a, ba'a, ba'u. Ba'at, ba'ata, and then why biana? Mutaharik pronouns came. Mutaharik pronoun came. Okay, not only it gave sukoon to the lam kalima, but it made a changes on fa kalima also. Because it's a weak letter. These changes take place only in weak letters, not in normal letters. So, if it is not bab nasara, then it will get a kasra. And once you know biyana, and then biyata, biyatuma, biyatum, biyati, biyatuma, biyatunna, biyatu, biyana. Easy, brother. Tell me, is it not halwa puri? Inshallah, you'll find it as a halwa puri. Inshallah. I found it very delicious. These verbs are very delicious, brother. Now, nama. Here there is a trick. Nama. And then it is yanamu. I'm lost. What is it? On ain kalima. I'm lost. Nama. Yanamu. I don't get a cue that I got in the other two. But then we got to go to dictionary and we will be told that it is nama is actually navima. The ain kalima is wow. When do I get to know that? When I go to the masdar. What is the masdar of nama? Naumun. See? Naumun. La ta'khudhuhu sinatun wa la naum. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So see, Quran is the guide for all these things to us. Nauma. What is nauma? Mastar. What is the root? Navima. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So when it is a bab samia, navima is bab samia, it becomes yanamu. I don't see the vow. Okay? I will see the vow in master. Same thing, brothers and sisters. Khafa yakhafu. Are you with me? Khafa yakhafu. I don't see the ayn kalima in mudariya. Where will I see it? Master. What is the master of khafa? Khawfun. Vow came out. So this also we will keep it in our mind. So it's very easy, brothers and sisters. Extremely easy. And since you are very strong in the mudariya, three groups, remember? Five in your pocket, and then noon aata hai, noon jata hai, and then the mabni form. So inshallah, you will find it very easy. Now the problem starts here again. Kala yakulu. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Now if I want to make this into sakin, majzoom, Sister Hafsa, I want to make yakulu into mazzum because lam has come. As soon as I put sukun, there are two sakins. Iltikai sakinaini. Iltikai sakinaini. Okay? I cannot have. But then I see one of them as a weak letter. So I have got my knife ready to chop it off. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So what will become? Yakul. Yakul. Dr. Abdurrahim has done all these exercises so beautifully, brother. So very, very beautifully. That inshallah you will enjoy it. Now the thing is this, brothers and sisters. Every verb mentioned, you should conjugate. Try to conjugate at home. Sheets are there. Do at least five from Bab Nasara, five from Bab Daraba, and two from Bab Samia. At least. More, better for you. Okay. Brothers and sisters, I want to go to the key now. Open the key, brother. Page 91, brothers and sisters. What do you see? Kala Yakulu. You see AU. What is AU? Bab Nasara. Okay. So these are the verbs, you know. If you want, you can put into bracket, okay, and say Bab Nasara. You know, make a big bracket, brothers and sisters, up to 91, up to Bala Yabulu. But you can ignore Bala Yabulu. We are not interested. We are not interested. Okay, brothers and sisters, So these are all Bhavnasara. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Starting from Kala Yakulu up to Bala Yabulu. And what is after that? Jaa Yajiu Baa Yabiu. What are these, brother? Bhavdharava. Shayaishu Kala Yakilu. Okay. AI is Bhavdharava. Put into, you know, with a pencil a bracket, inshallah. And brother, then we have four in Bab Samhya. Nama Yanamu, Khafa Yakhafu, and Kada Yakadu. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Fine. Okay. So this is the details of the verbs that we are studying. And inshallah, you will try to conjugate. Brothers and sisters, if you will conjugate, you will become expert. Inshallah, you will all become experts in Arabic verbs, even though we may not speak the language fluently. Our concern is Quran, and whenever you will come across a verb in the Quran, what will happen, brothers and sisters? You will know how the verb was constructed. What is the root of it? You will know everything. And it will give you immense pleasure, inshallah, when you will understand the Quran, inshallah. Remember, I told you, brother, once you will complete this course, it will change your life. Why? Because now you are understanding Quran the way you never understood before, inshallah. Okay, brothers and sisters, I come quickly to... I'm not doing the main lesson yet. I'm coming to the exercises. Exercise number two. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Exercise number two. هَذِهِ أَمْسِلَةٌ لِلْفِعْلِ الْمُعْتَلْ الْعَيْنِ. The week of Ayn. Fine, brothers and sisters? قَالَ يَكُولُ. Kana yakunu, another very important word. Let us do it, brother. Kana yakunu. So we know what will happen at mutaharrik pronouns. Kana, kana, kanu, kanat, kanata, kunna. And after that, kunta, kuntuma, kuntum, kunti, kuntuma, kuntunna, kuntu, kunna. Then yakunu, yakunani, yakununa. Takunu, takunani, yakunna, mutaharrik pronoun. Then takunu, takunani, takununa, takunina, takunani, takunna, akunu, nakunu. Let us take the five in our pocket. Yakunu, takunu, takunu, akunu, nakunu. Make them majzum. Yakun, yakun. We are making majzum. We are not making amar. Yakun, takun, takun, akun, nakun. It's very easy, brother. Are you with me? So these are the verbs. Then the comes next verb is jaa yaji'u. Okay, what are they? They are bab daraba. Jaa yaji'u. So what is the root of jaa? Jaya. What is it? Ja, ya, and Hamza. Okay. Now, I must also, at this stage, must tell you that if in Ajwaf, the Ain Kalima is Waw, we call it Ajwaf Wawi. What will you call it? Ajwaf Wawi. If it is Ya Kalima, which is in the center, what will you call? Ajaf Yai. The same will be Misal Wawi, Misal Yai. And the same will be Nakas Wawi, Nakas Yai. So you will know it, inshallah. Okay. Then, brother, we have the third. First was A, then Ba, and now Jim. Nama Yanamu, Khafa Yakhafu, Kada Yakadu. You know, Kada Yakadu is a weak verb, almost. He did something, but almost he didn't do it, but he was about to do it. Zala yazalu. Zala yazalu, to cease. And normally, zala yazalu will come with la yazalu. Mean it is continuing. Okay? Will you keep that in mind, brothers and sisters? Now we come to Amar, inshallah, where you have to be very careful, because we can make a mistake. But we have to go on our own. That is why you have the sheet. When you have the sheet, you should do it and see how the Amar comes. What will be the Amar of Qala? Kul. But what will be for Huma? Kula. How will you write down Kula? With Waw. The Waw doesn't get dropped. It got dropped only in the first. This is where most of us make mistakes. We say Kul and then we round Kula without Waw. Are you with me? I will write it down. Kul and then Kula. Why Kula, brother? It is Yakulani. Yakulani. If I make Amar, I drop this. Okay, brothers and sisters, I drop this. What is left? Kula. See, Waw. But do not say Kula without Waw. That will be wrong. So Kul, Kula, Kulu, Kuli, Kula, and then Kulna. It's very easy, brother. It's easy. That's why I'm not writing in detail. I'm not writing in detail, brothers and sisters. So here we have, brothers and sisters, exercise number 13. We have exercise number 13. Are you with me? Sug. Sug. What is the meaning of sug? Form. What is the verb? Write down there. What is the verb, Sister Manas? Saga. What is it? Saga. What kind of a verb it is? Sug tells you it is verb. Nasara. Saga yasugu. Are you with me? Write down. Saga yasugu. What is the saga yasugu, brother and sister? To form. To form. F-O-R-M. To form. I have my old book, brothers and sisters. Exercise 13. 185. Exercise 13. Okay, new book 56. Old book. Did you find it, Sister Hafza? Is it 13? Exercise 13, Sister Hafza? 13? Exercise is correct. Okay, brothers and sisters. Tasumu. Tasumu. Make Amar. Sumu. But if you have to make further forms of Amar, then it will be Suma. With Waw. And then Sumu. With Waw. And then Anti. Sumi. With Waw. Again Suma. And then Sumna. Okay. Okay. Takumu. What will you do Amar? Kum. And then Kuma. With Waw. Kumu, Kumi, Kuma, Kumna. Okay. Takunu, what will be the Amar? Kun. If Allah decides to do something, all He has to say, Kun. Fayakun. Okay? Fine. So Kun. What will be for Huma? Kuna, with Waw. And then Kunu, it comes in the Quran. And then Kuni, it comes in the Quran, brother. And Kuna and Kunna. Fine, brother and sister? Zara, Yazuru, here is Tazuru, Amar, Zur, Zur, and then Huma, Zura, Zuru, Zuri, Zura, Zurna. Very good.